It's Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning happy place. 3 days away from Christmas, a lot of smiling faces, especially for the visitors coming into our state that are coming from the northern part of the country, where there's about 700 or 800 feet of snow. And they get over here and it's like, hey, this ain't too bad. And some of them end up staying here. And I can't blame you. It's a beautiful state. And that's why in this hour, we do the Arizona Hour. It's brought to you by Sanderson Ford. We talk about the people and places around the state. And we're just looking back this past year at the people and places we went to connected with our Arizona staycation that you can register to win at rosieonthehouse.com. We send folks to Flagstaff, Snowflake, Heber Overgard, Greer. Oh, it's like Colorado and Arizona. It's a beautiful place. Oh, yes, yeah, Sedona. We can't forget Sedona. But near Sedona is a little bitty mining town that has an incredible history of mining, then became a ghost town, and is now one of those little places that once you go, you can't wait to go back again and again. And I'm talking about Jerome, Arizona. We had a chance to talk with Vice Mayor Jay Kinsella, who moved there in the 70s to visit family, and he never left. He loves it that much. And if his last name sounds familiar, well, he'll tell you more about that.
Yeah, Jerome has just a wealth of history, and you know, I can do what I can to explain it real quick. Like, it's, you know, established in 1876 as a mining community, Tent City, and from there, unfortunately, the Tent City burned. And in 1899, the downtown area burned again when it was a wood city. And now if you come to Jerome, the main business district and everything is all concrete or brick or rock foundations and walls and things like that, because in 1899, it became actually an incorporated town with the mayor and council and things like that. And they didn't want their assets to burn again. So you had to build the bars and restaurants and the lodging areas, all out of brick or the non-burnable type items. And Jerome, a lot of people don't know, but Jerome was the largest producer of copper in the world from the late 1800s to about 1917. Jerome encompasses about 1 square mile. Underneath that 1 square mile is about 156 miles of documented tunnels and shafts.
Can you tour those?
One time was biding to be the state capital or the territorial capital, and they actually took Prescott over Jerome. So, and like you had said, we were a booming mining town up until about the 1950s. 1950s coincides with the end of the Korean War. There wasn't the demand for copper anymore, and at the time, Phelps Dodge had other operations in Arizona, so they basically shut down the town. And who I'm employed by, the Jerome Historical Society, actually got established in 1953 because a mining company was going to come through and level the town. And the original band of board members that established the Jerome Historical Society as a recognized Arizona non-for-profit organization actually saved the town. They slowly acquired different properties on Main Street. At one time, we owned about 18 of the buildings on Main Street. Now we're down to about 11. All the parking that you see in Jerome and the parks and all that stuff were all owned by the Historical Society. And as the interest in Jerome grew, which was the board's vision of the Historical Society, when they began acquiring the land in 53 and the buildings and things, their thought was at some time, possibly somebody's going to want to come to Jerome for the history. And they'd be pleasantly surprised, because last year we had 1.45 million people visit a town of 444 residents, which is pretty significant. We're the third largest tourism draw in northern Arizona.
Jay, this is Gary, the producer. I'll say this about Jerome. The first time I went there, I was sold. I mean, when you're coming down 89A or going up the hill, you see the town and people go, wow. Every friend that has come through here, I bring them to Jerome. when they come back, what's the first thing they want to see? Grand Canyon? No, they want to go back to Jerome. They love that place. And the history is amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's the history, it's the charm, it's the quaintness. You know, we don't have any franchises or anything in Jerome, but we have great coffee shops. And recently, in the last 5 years, wine tasting. There were some people that got together and started acquiring some land in the Verde Valley and started growing grapes and working with Cochise County, making a blend of Verde Valley grapes along with Cochise County grapes. And so now we have wine tasting. And so that brings a different clientele into town and things like that.
And I can vouch for the wine, too. It's excellent. Caduceus and
Jerome Winery. The other one is Passion Wine Cellars, and now Vinizona Wines, which is also wine tasting, but they kind of have varieties instead of just coming from one vineyard. They kind of have various different vineyards that they actually represent and things. So.
And, of course, you can't go to Jerome without checking out the Grand Hotel. It was actually the first of two places that we stayed on our honeymoon. And it's got the premier view of the entire Verde Valley. And I would never go to that hotel and not get an eastern-facing room with the balcony to just sit there and watch the valley come alive as the sun comes up.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and you know the building itself, the history on that was it was the last of the hospitals out of the four hospitals that were in Jerome during the heyday, and I remember moving to Jerome and it sat empty. You know, the thing was is I remember back in the late 70s and early 80s, if you're with a fraternity or going to NAU, it was almost like a dare on the weekend to hang out and spend the weekend in the Jerome hospital and things like that. So, and then over a period of time, my family got involved with it and brought it back to life. And it's the Jerome Grand Hotel. And it also has the Asylum Restaurant, which is a great restaurant to eat at, too.
And there's a property that recently went for sale. It was originally built as barracks for the miners, but it's has since turned into quite a premier property.
Yes, what you're referring to is the historically it's named the Little Daisy Hotel, and the Little Daisy was part of the mining operation on the lower half of Jerome. What you're referring to is a building that sat empty for many, many years, a concrete structure. A family came in, and a husband and wife came in and refurbished the building. If you come to Jerome, it's a building that looks like it's unfinished with no roof on it and arches and a couple of Arizona cypress out in front. And I actually saw a lot of the construction being done and through the phases and upon its completion. And it's absolutely beautiful. It is a the windows and the attention to detail historically. I do believe it has nine bedroom, six bath or something. And then also the views from there are absolutely spectacular.
It was originally there was 12 and 12. You would work 12 hours, you'd have 12 off. Can you imagine being in the mine 12 hours?
It was actually, what it was is in historical terms, it's known as a hot cot. And what happened was is before the labor laws came in, you ran a 12-hour shift, two shifts a day. So what would happen is the miners that would wake up to go on shift, they would take off, go on shift. By the time the guys came up that were getting off shift, you actually got to hop into a warm bed that somebody just left. And that you know, that's why it was called the hot cot. So, and then the labor laws changed, and it changed into 8-hour shifts and things like that for safety reasons and that type of thing.
For a small town of 500 people, y'all do a lot of hosting. I love that you have the art walk each month. So that's another reason for people to get to come up. And how many artists are in the area? That's kind of known for the artists, yes?
There's a ton of artists in town. I couldn't tell you the exact numbers, but, you know, that was basically how everything was established in Jerome back in the 60s and things like that. A lot of artists came into Jerome. A lot of the artists that were residing in Jerome in the 70s and into the 80s and things like that were actually being displayed on Gallery Row down in Scottsdale on Fifth Ave. So, you know, that's the kind of uniqueness of Jerome that we have. You know, we have artists, we have musicians, we have just all sorts of people and it's a kind of like a small little melting pot. So,
Vice Mayor Jay Kinsella, I keep stumbling on your name because I'm reading it as Jay Kinsella, but my mind keeps trying to say Ray Kinsella, as the father of a boy who just loves baseball and watches Field of Dreams regularly. That's Kevin Costner's character name in that movie, is Ray Kinsella.
Yes.
And you're from South Dakota. That's in Iowa. Is that a real family name?
Kinsella is actually a real family name. You know, what you're referring to is, like you said, Field of Dreams. It's a great movie and things like that. It was actually written by a gentleman by the name of W.P. Kinsella out of Canada. And our family is actually related to that family. So when I was told that I should probably go see the movie Field of Dreams when it came out, it was pretty astonishing that as I'm sitting there eating my popcorn and having my Pepsi, and all of a sudden they start talking about, you know, an imaginary family kind of based on the short tail family members of my family. So it was pretty unique.
Well, we appreciate you getting up and spending your Saturday morning with us here at Rosie on the House to educate and entertain our listening audience about the town of Jerome, Arizona, one of the historic treasures of our great state.
Let me add something to the conversation. When you're driving up 89A to Jerome and you pass the old school on the left, on the right, just before the curve, there is a cage, and inside the cage is a yellow truck. I've passed by it a gazillion times, and it's been bugging me. What's the story behind it? What is the story? Well, he finally tells me the owner lives in Jerome. It's a Dodge 52 or 53 Suburban, and it's nicknamed the Yellow Banana. Apparently, that truck was used up until the point the brakes went out, and the owner put it into that cage. But Jay tells me it's one of the most photographed subjects in Arizona. People will see it, stop just to take a picture of it. And I think, I'm sure Arizona Highways and Robert Steve.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. What an oddity.
The yellow banana.
The yellow banana.